I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Slowly, more Epstein files are being released by the Department of Justice. The content of the release, mainly DOJ and FBI emails trying to find leads to investigate potential crimes committed by a good number of people. On that list is activities surrounding President Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. A picture is starting to be pieced together. Is it going to lead to revelations of misdoings by Mr. Trump? Let's go through it. First of all, to be clear, there is nothing tying President Trump to criminal activity. But if you believe in following a trail of breadcrumbs, well, it could lead to a very dark picture. This is the second slice of DOJ releases, and it contains thousands more files tied to the Epstein investigation. Trump is mentioned many more times in these than in the first release. It includes an FBI case file dated October 2020 that contains an allegation of rape involving Trump. It might be noted that this is a month before the 2020 presidential election. The unnamed individual alleged, quote, "He raped me," referring to Trump, and that Donald J. Trump had raped her along with Jeffrey Epstein. It continues, quote, "Some girl with a funny name took me into a fancy hotel or building. That's how it happened." That file also references an account from a limousine driver whose name has been redacted, who reported a very, what he called, concerning phone conversation involving Trump being driven to the airport in 1995, saying Trump repeatedly said the name Jeffrey and made references to abusing some girl. The files surrounding it are heavily redacted, and it's not known the disposition of that part of the investigation. In a letter apparently sent by Epstein to Larry Nassar, the former U.S. gymnastics team doctor who was convicted of sexually abusing numbers of young athletes, this one in 2019. Now, he is in federal prison on a 60-year sentence. The letter, quote, "Dear LN, as you know by now, I have taken the short route home. Good luck. We share one thing, our love and caring for young ladies and hope that they'd reach their full potential. Our president also shares our love of young, nubile girls. When a young beauty walked by, he loved to grab snatch, whereas we ended up snatching grub in the mess halls of the system. Life is unfair. Yours, Jay Epstein." Trump is the president referenced, mess halls of the system, in jail. Now, the files also include an internal email saying Trump traveled on Epstein's private jet many more times than previously reported. Between 1993 and 96, 8 times, including one occasion where he was listed as traveling alone with Epstein and a 20-year-old passenger. The name has been redacted. Now, I want to repeat continually, these are just accounts of investigations. There has not been anything that directly ties Donald Trump to criminal behavior. There's also a separate email from August of 2020, details and voicemails for a woman in Australia, name redacted, that include crimes against her. The email about the call says, quote, "She is talking about crimes committed against her. She claims to be a prisoner and references Lisa Marie Presley, the British royal family, President Trump, and Jeffrey Epstein. Let me know what other actions I should take." The response, quote, "We will be blocking the number of calling again and otherwise doing nothing further on our end because the caller is from a foreign country." There's another complaint by an unnamed woman in January of 2020 alleging abuse at the hands of Epstein and Maxwell. A 14-year-old girl whom the court documents say Epstein took to meet Trump. It says, quote, "Introducing 14-year-old Doe to Donald Trump, Epstein elbowed Trump, playfully asking him, referring to Doe, 'This is a good one, right?' Says Trump smiled and nodded in agreement. They both chuckled, and Doe says she felt uncomfortable, but at the time was too young to understand why." Questions. While not tied to any crime, is this a picture not becoming to any man, nonetheless a president of the United States? Are Trump supporters going to hate this, or are they going to subscribe to what the White House claims is a hoax and a Democratic Party conspiracy? Should Americans be paying attention? Can this be dismissed as Trump just being Trump? Are these claims true? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.